Hey there, it's another episode of The Fix, and you know I am glad and thankful to have your ears and attention. Men are scum. Haven't we all come across, or maybe even used that phrase a million times in our lives? More likely than not, I know I've come across it a lot of times. And you know, I beg to differ. I think everyone is scum. It's not a thing that is peculiar to the male gender. Men are scum, women are scum, everyone has the potential to be scum. Let's call it the scum gene. Kind of like how a woman's eggs all have X chromosomes, but she could end up having either a boy or a girl child, depending on the chromosome that mates with her own chromosome. If another X chromosome mates with her X, because women only have X chromosomes, then it's a girl. And if a Y chromosome from the man mates with her X, then it's a boy. So her X have the potential to be either sex. In the same vein, we all have the potential to be scum. But what you eventually become depends on a bunch of things. Men are assholes. Cheaters, liars, women are gold diggers, pretenders, etc. Name it. We all have our own wahala that can make us scum or make us hated by the opposite sex. But it has become the plague of the male gender because their crimes are less hidden, more common, painful, and more of a norm than the women's own crimes. But trust me, some women are the worst. So everyone is scum. The scum gene is not about the gender. It's about the individual. It manifests itself in the form of different individual traits based on factors like the roles and the gender of the individual. By this I mean, Dick and Angie may both be scum, but they most likely will manifest their scum traits in different ways that are peculiar to the fact that Dick is a man, Angie is a woman. It also depends on the caliber of people they are, how they have been raised and influenced by their society, environment, experiences, family, what they want, the caliber of people they indulge and keep in their lives. Now, the focus of this podcast is not just to tell you that we all are or can be scum. It's to let you know that if you attract, have, and keep scum in your life, that's on you. Like I said, I've met some lame-ass men. I've heard stuff. We've experienced a lot of things. And we all can be the worst to anyone, really. Basically, anyone with a penis or breast can approach you or hope to have something with you. Some even feel entitled to it, or like they're doing you a favor. But when you entertain them and you keep them in your life in ways that matter and contend with them in such manner, you are your own problem. Now, if I keep meeting men of a certain caliber who are truly scum, right? It's because I simply made the wrong choice of men. Or I do not bring anything else to the table that can keep a man of more substance, a man that is not scum. Maybe I made a potential good choice, probably, but I don't ignite anything reasonable in them, so they don't see any reason to be more than they are, or anything worth holding onto in me. Maybe I'm the chromosome that completes the scum gene. I'm probably not just the right combination to ignite more in him, so I turn out to be that chromosome that just completes him being scum. If I keep making that same choice of men, or I don't become more and offer more, bring more to the table, and then I go around saying men are scum, I mean, come on. When I could change what I have by simply changing the choices I make or growing into a better person who has more to offer. Now listen, I grew up in a home where I watched my father be an amazing man and husband that sometimes I wonder if it's real. And trust me, I doubted. Until I met men like that in my own life. They do exist. And such reality is dependent on two things. Making the right choice, one, and being the right choice. My father is an amazing man because that is the person he has decided to be. And halfway, because he has a woman who brings a lot to the table, who won't let him be less, a woman he sees more to emulate from, a woman he learns from, grows with, is inspired by, and so much more. So even after you make the right choice of men like my father and the many amazing men I've met, they can be scum to you or another woman who offers nothing substantial or gives them no reason to be more. It's just the chromosome pairing. They have to find something that mirrors what they have in them in you, something that grows that, you know, good trait in them that makes them not scum. When a man tells me all women are gold diggers, I tell him the correct sentence is all the women he knows is attracted to or usually settles for are gold diggers. Or I tell him that if he doesn't bring anything else to the table, what else does he think he will attract? If all you offer is money and sex, everyone will come, but only the gold diggers will stay because they are the only ones that have gotten what they want, what they are in search of. And eventually they will leave, depending on how much they want anyways. Because there will always be somebody richer, someone finer, someone who's better in bed, someone who has a bigger member. Ants only go where they see something they want. Rats only go where there is dirt or something else they want. Eagles go where there is better food. Where do you think lions go? In the mud to eat? Heck no. When women say all men are scum, I say the same thing. I tell them that all the men they know, want, or hook up with are scum. Why did you choose them? Why are you there? You're the one who made the choice to keep them in your life out of all the other guys. How about you make better choices? Maybe you've made another decision, you have another reality. So that's on them. Besides, what else do you bring to the table aside from sex, cooking, and those cliche things? Tons of women can do that. So if that is all you offer, you will meet a lot of scum, my sister. So you see, the problem there isn't the gender, it's the individuals. And eventually, it rests on you and your choices. Let me use myself as an example. Nigerian men and the society here are usually surprised at my person when they get to know me. Because they say, a girl with my look isn't usually conservative, smart, full of substance, and whatnot. So they get lucky with me. Some people automatically feel I'm high maintenance, material, a gold digger who would go to any length for money just by looking at me. I'm none of these things. But that goes to show you how people think in this part of the world. However, since that is the working mentality, after seeing a girl like that and thinking that, and then you go for her, go to date her, go to ask her out, and you finally date her, and then when she starts asking for money or cheats, you begin to complain that all girls are gold diggers and unfaithful. That is a silly thing to do. Whereas the simple looking girl that you turned a blind eye to would have given you all the love and peace of mind in the world. Then again, maybe you're just too empty for the girls out there who want more than money. So you end up with the gold diggers. Look, be one of the girls or guys that say all men are not scum. All women aren't scum and gold diggers. And how can you be that way? By actually knowing such. How do you know such? By attracting such. How do you attract and keep such? by being such. Trust me, it's a sweet life out here, and I've met amazing men and women. It all begins from yourself, your choices. Charity begins at home, right? An operating system upgrade doesn't allow some features of the older version. You can attract anyone, my mother would say. Even the beggar on the road will ask you out if he can. But who you keep, who stays, is up to you. And how people are after they've known you is also halfway up to you. Because it's in your power to keep the people that treat you the way you want and to kick out the people who don't treat you the way you want. I don't keep myopic men, myopic scum material men in my life. And if I met you that way, trust me, you'll either grow to be a better man because I know what I bring to the table, or you lose me. Simple. There are great guys and girls out there. Stop going for the wrong people and be the right person. Choose the right ones. Leave the genders out of this because everyone and anyone can be scum. But just be a person that makes right choices, and when you get into whatever kind of relationship it may be, you have a lot more to give to people. So they don't just want sex or just something trivial and then want to walk away and leave you standing there calling them scum. It is up to you guys, your choices and who you are. I hope you enjoyed and learned something good from this episode. Come back for more like this on The Fix. I would greatly appreciate your feedback, comment, request, and shares. And if there's anything you want me to talk on, let me know. Enjoy.